Hey there, everyone. This is Ray Higdon. Today I'm going to talk about a concept that I've heard few people talk about, but it may be one of the most important things on your journey to success, and that is the ability to say yes and the acceptance of money. Now, sometimes when somebody hears something about accepting money or even talk about money, they associate it with a negative vibration, they associate it with greed, they associate it with selfishness and it being about the individual. And that exact set of programs that you run, that some people run when they, you know, think of money, is exactly what prevents money from ever coming to them. You know, whatever you believe in, you know, the universe, God, whatever it is that you believe in, it listens and it pays attention to what you want. And if you have any negative associations with acceptance of money, with, you know, being able to accept the great things in life or surprises, etc., if you struggle with that, then what you're actually saying is, I don't want any of that. I don't want any more of that. And I'm going to give you, in this audio program, I'm going to give you some different examples so you can really understand what I mean. And there's a concept that I talk about called money acceptance immersion. And that is really tweaking your subconscious, your conscious, your entire body and mindset to be able to accept money. Because understand that money isn't evil. Okay, money is not evil, and you shouldn't associate it with that. Now, what people may do with their money, that may be deemed evil. You know, the addiction or the craving of money just for money's sake, that's not a very high vibration. But if you are someone that creates value in the marketplace, if you're someone that brings value to the world, well, you should be compensated. And not only should you be compensated, but if you truly want to impact more people, you're going to need some money. Isn't that the case? You know, and here's a great example. Here I am. We're actually, Jessica and I are on our honeymoon, and I'm in Fiji. So you're hearing this from Fiji. It's early in the morning. You know, in case you're concerned that I'm working on my honeymoon, I'm not really. I get up early. Jessica does not. And so I get up every day that I've been here. I got up and recorded an audio, and she's still in bed, right? But I want you to look at this example. This resort is owned by Tony Robbins. It's called Namale, and it's in, you know, it's in Fiji. Unbelievable. It's the number 4 rated spa in the world, number 1 rated resort in Fiji. Just unbelievable. Never been to anything like it, never seen anything like it. And it's a lot of money. Okay, this honeymoon cost more than I made in the year 2009. Okay, so this is a very high-end experience. But I want you to look at, you know, the case of Tony. You know, look at that. You know, here's someone who is greatly compensated, but look how many people he's impacted. And did you know if he just went around teaching for free, if he didn't accept money, if he didn't accept compensation, could he have impacted as many lives? I say absolutely not. There's no way that he could have built a resort like this. I know he does, you know, retreats here with some of his partners, you know, putting on huge conventions. That takes money. And so if you are dedicated to helping other people, you need to learn to accept money. You need to be okay with being paid. And I mean in every little way. Let me give you an example. Friend of mine, and this actually happened a few years ago. Friend of mine, she used to come to some of my seminars. Let's call her Carol, okay? That's not a real name, but let's just call her Carol. So Carol would come to my seminars on how to make money, on, you know, sometimes we talk about real estate investing, sometimes we talk about marketing or mindset. She would come. It was always the same story. It was always, oh man, I really loved your event. I really love the, you know, what you guys are talking about. So awesome. I am just so struggling right now. Life is tough. I'm not making any money. Man, I really wish I could catch a break. And I said, yeah, you know, I hope you can too. You know, have you been applying anything that, you know, that you've learned? And she said, you know, it's just, it seems the people that I run into just don't have money. Everyone that I'm talking to does not have any money. And so she told me this story. She said, let me give you an example. And she said, you know, I ran into this couple that, you know, they're newlywed. They just moved into their house. And me, being an interior decorator and designer, I said, hey, you know, if you'd like, I can help you, you know, set up your house. I can help you arrange the furniture and purchase some things and make the house look really nice. And, you know, they told her, oh, you know, I'm so sorry, Carol, but, you know, we just don't have the money for that. We just don't, you know, we can't really, you know, compensate you. I know that you're, you know, very expensive and just can't help you. So she said, no problem, no problem at all. I'll go ahead and help you. And, you know, I love helping people. Let me help you out. So she did. Well, she helped them out, got them all set up. They were happy as could be. They loved it. They loved her decorating, her designing. They loved everything about it that she did. And then they said, you know what? We've scrounged together some money. You know, we can't pay you, you know, your full fee, but here's some money. We really appreciate you. And here comes the lesson of this story. What did she do? She said, no, 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 that's okay. You guys keep that. It was just a lot of fun helping you guys out. That's a very, very important lesson. What you're saying to the energy around you, to the universe, to God, to whatever you want to believe, what she said at that moment is, I don't need money. Now, some of you may object. Some of you may have heard that story and said, well, Ray, she was being a good Samaritan. She was helping out the people, and clearly they're struggling, and, you know, she was helping them out. So what's bad about that, Ray? There's nothing bad about that. If you consciously choose to help someone for no compensation, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. However, don't send mixed signals. And also, don't reject what you're being given. Now, you know, this is but one example, and I'm sure if I could spend more time with Carol, I could find hundreds of examples where she has rejected money. Yes, she goes around telling everyone that she's broke, that she needs money. The acceptance of money is such a powerful way for you to completely change your life. And you need to be able, you need to be okay with that. The value that you put into the marketplace and your ability to accept compensation is simply, it's going to dictate the results in your life. It really is. I know some people that, you know, they feel good from helping other people, but they will, for the rest of their life, until they change this, they will always only be on a smaller scale. If you can learn to accept money, if you can learn to channel that energy, because that's all it is. Do you realize there's nothing evil about a piece of paper? There's nothing evil about that. It's just a form of energy that you can use to exchange for goods or services. And so if you are dedicated to helping other people on a grand scale, then you need to be able to accept money. You need to be able to say yes. And so here's some ways that I want to help you with learning how to say yes, learning how to accept money, being immersed and being a money attracting machine, a money accepting machine. And this, once learned, it will actually make all of your other actions more enjoyable. It will also make them more efficient. You know, if you have a constant struggle with the acceptance of money, it's going to be tough no matter what strategy you try. No matter what marketing you try, no matter what strategy you try, everything's going to be difficult until you have that ability to say yes and accept what's coming into your life. So let's talk about this. How can you go from someone who has a low acceptance of money to someone who has a high acceptance of money? First of all, I believe it starts with gratitude. Now, some of you hearing this may think, gratitude? Easy for him to say. He's in Fiji, right? Well, trust me, I understand. I wasn't always in Fiji. You know, and some people, they tell me, they're like, well, you just don't know how it is, and, you know, you haven't been in my shoes. Well, you know, I'm certainly not saying that, you know, mine is the worst story of all time, but I definitely don't think it's a bed of roses. You see, just, a little bit more than 2 years ago, I was in personal foreclosure. I had lost millions of dollars in real estate. I had no income coming in, was behind on all of my bills, had lost multiple real estate properties for foreclosure, and I was very, extremely depressed. At the time, my girlfriend, who's now my beautiful bride, she was working at Nordstrom at the makeup counter to pay our utility bills, because that's the only that's the only bills I absolutely had to pay. Everything else we didn't pay. Okay, so I'm not saying I am the worst off guy in the universe, but I'm saying it wasn't a bowl of cherries, okay? And so how do you get to have gratitude when you don't have a lot of the things that you desire or you believe you deserve? Well, first of all, have gratitude for the little things. Have gratitude for the ability to hear this audio. You know, how many people in the world don't have an MP3 player or don't have an audio player? How many people in the world are working nonstop, almost in a slave labor kind of manner, and simply would not be able to listen to this audio? Have gratitude for that. Have gratitude that you have your health. You know, and some of you listen to this, maybe you've had health problems, maybe you've had disabilities. Have gratitude for the things that you do have. Have gratitude for maybe your functioning liver, you know, if you have that. Have gratitude for your eyes, that you can see the world, that you can see sunrises and sunsets, if you have that. So have gratitude for all those little things. Now, here's a tweak that will just very powerfully start to set a chain of events in your life. And this is something that if you practice this, if you really go through and practice this, you're going to set forward a domino effect of things to come into your life. Look at the people that have more than you have, whether it's more money, more time, more family, more freedom, more good looks, more whatever. Okay, I want you to look at those people that have more, that have the better car, the better house, whatever it is that you desire, that you feel you lack, that you're unable to have gratitude for, that someone else has, that you wish you had. Okay, now here's how the mediocre think. And this is, you know, all of my audio programs, all of my training is a consistent and constant battle against mediocrity. I don't believe anyone, listen to that bird, isn't that amazing? I don't believe anyone is meant to live a life of mediocrity. I don't believe anyone is meant to live in scarcity. I believe everyone deserves abundance, and I believe there's enough abundance to go around. And so here's how the mediocre operate when it comes to people that have more than they have. So you got, you know, a guy maybe working, you know, at a bank or something, whatever. Okay, you got a guy slaving away at a job he doesn't necessarily like, sees that network marketer that's making tons of money and just won a new car and a new cruise, and he speaks ill of him. Speaks ill of the people that have more. That's how the mediocre operate. They say things like, well, yeah, he's got that, but, well, sure, he's, you know, yeah, he did this, but you know how he got it, don't you? Right? There's always an indication of negativity. There's always an indication that it was gotten by ill means. There's always, you know, some kind of justification. And here's the very important part. Pay attention. There's always a justification of the separation. I'm going to say that again. The mediocre, they always have a justification of the separation. Meaning, that person out there is rich, wealthy, free, has this, has that, and here's how I'm different. Okay? That separation, that justification of separation, will stay there as long as you quote it. It will stay there as long as somebody holds on to the idea that we actually are separated and that we're not beings that can accomplish anything that we want. It also means that there's a scarcity mentality. That person won a car and a house and a this and a that. That means those things are now off the table, and I have no ability to ever get those things because he's already got them. Do you see that distinction? Have you ever heard people of mediocrity talk about others of success? You look at celebrities, you look at sports athletes, and certainly nobody's perfect. I'm not saying that at all, right? But some of them, they acquire unnecessary criticism simply because of their success that the mediocre want to justify in the separation. Don't do that. Why? Why should you not do it? Let's talk about that. Well, number one, what good is it? What good does it do to argue for your limitations? You know, when you argue for your limitations, you get them. You win. You win when you argue for your limitations. So why do it? Why bother with it? Why waste time arguing for your limitations? Why do it? Number two, what will happen is if you consistently justify the separation and you have a high criticism of those that are successful, you're going to repel anyone of success. You have no idea. If you're sitting in a restaurant and the guy right behind you could help you reach that next level in your company, could help you get your business off the ground, could help you by mentoring or coaching you, but you know what? You'll never attract those powerful resources in your life until you're ready for them and you're of the same vibrational level. You see, people of success, of true success, that are striving to be even more successful, they don't criticize other people of success. There's no point in it. It's a waste of time. It's a wasted energy. Does absolutely nothing good. And it repels the people you actually want to have in your life. That's what's so important to understand. And so what can you do? Let's flip it around. Let's do the exact opposite of what the mediocre do. And let's praise them. Let's praise them. Let's have gratitude. Let's have massive gratitude for those that have the things in their life that you may not have, that you may not possess. Whether it's a car, whether it's a house, whether it's a massive passive income, whether it's a large team, whether it's leaders all around the world, whether it's a large speaking organization, whether it's just an amazing level of success with their family, with their income, whatever that is, let's have gratitude for what they have. Let's have gratitude for what they have and think, wow, that is so cool to have those things. It is so cool that they have those things. And when you start to flip your energy, when you start to really focus on having sheer gratitude for the things you have, but also the things you don't have, all of a sudden those things are going to more easily come into you. And so I hope that this audio program has helped you maybe see the importance of acceptance of money, of having gratitude for the things you have, the things that you don't have, of the ability of saying yes. You know, when someone offers you compensation in whatever way, goods, services, help, training, coaching, tutoring, have that ability to say yes, and all of a sudden you're going to attract the bigger things in your life that have always escaped you. This is Ray Higdon from Fiji. Have an awesome, awesome day. Bye-bye.